association with James Rayburn Enterprises presents The Demon Chronicle. Episode 1, Mass, The Dark Knight Horror.
My name is Mr. Suez. I have been called White Witch, Wizard, Sorcerer, Magician, even at one time, a god. What I am is of no immediate importance, but what I do is very important. I am the leader of a legion of specially trained soldiers who fight against the Dark Lords and their forces. These men and women, selected from all corners of the globe, have been united to maintain the universal balance of good and evil, to stop the ever-advancing army of the Netherworld, to aid the many lost souls of humanity. What you are about to hear is the chronicle of one of our many encounters.
Down into the dark lower levels of New York's Grand Central Station. Its high, dirt-gray ceilings and towering pillars give me the impression of a mammoth cave or a long-forgotten tomb. Breathing's hard. The air is foul and thin. The shadows seem solid and almost alive. And the sounds of the trains bouncing off the walls make it hard to locate the man I seek. But he must be caught. He must be stopped. So many lives depend on it. Sinclair! Randolph Sinclair, please! Give yourself up! Sinclair! Let my people help you. They can bring you the peace you've been denied for so long. Sinclair! He doesn't answer, even though I know he's ahead of me somewhere in the shadows. Oh, I am scared. I am new to this. I know what must be done, but I want to believe that he wants a chance to maintain his pride. So I'll advance into that darkness with beads of perspiration sluicing down my face and a cancerous terror large and tight within my chest. Sinclair, look, I know you're here. Let me try to...
You young fool! Did you think I would surrender to the likes of you?
Sinclair, don't do this! They'll get you anyway! Sinclair, get away from me!
You dare throw me to the ground? You're stronger than most. But I have known many blood feasts, many strong men. You will die. You will die horribly!
No, no, Sinclair, please! Look, you see this knife? Don't make me use
it. Knives can't harm me, but I can harm you! And I will!
I have never killed anyone in my life. But there he is. The cedarwood knife rammed deep into his heart. His skin parched, chalk white like paper. The stench makes me sick and dizzy. Slowly, I'll reach into my pocket, remove the small torch device I've been given, place it on his chest, set it, and step back just as it ignites. His body is a mass of flames in a matter of seconds. And then, just as quickly, only ashes remain. I hear an approaching train. Better leave. Randolph Sinclair, the man, had died June 12, 1866. Tonight, I have laid his soul to rest and destroyed a vampire.
The day after James Coleman's encounter with the vampire was a beautiful, crisp autumn display of colors. The air was sweet with the scent of leaves after a refreshing rain. It was not a grand day, but it was a good one. And James could have missed it due to his recklessness. For that reason, I called him to the terrace outside my study for a chastising.
Good afternoon, James.
Mr. Suez?
Come out here and sit with me. I will make this rather short and simple. Last night, you were an idiot.
Mr. Suez,
there is nothing to debate. You were placed with a team. You were to work with that team. You have never been in the field before this week, and yet you went after Sinclair alone and tried to get him to surrender.
I am not a killer. No matter what he was, I tried to avoid killing.
In the end, James, you did destroy him. In the future, maybe you will find a tormented soul who will take advantage of such an opportunity. Should that happen, make sure your team is with you. Do not take unnecessary risks.
I'll do the best I can, sir. Am I out of circulation for a while?
No, not at all. You leave tomorrow for Wellfleet. It's a little town along the upper peninsula of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Why there?
Trouble. There is much evil and pain blowing in those sea winds. An innocent will be threatened. You and one other must stop it as best you can.
But what will we be fighting?
That my senses are unable to detect. But be certain of this. It will have no adversity to killing you or that entire town.